Today we have a naughty episode on the Inspiration Space, guys and girls. It's with my man, Bradley Simmons. I first came across Bradley when he became the F45 UK head ambassador. I was immensely impressed with his approach to the role and was taken aback by what a lovely fella he is. He's genuine, hardworking, and equipped with great knowledge on his line of work. Brad is on a journey to motivate and inspire people to live a healthy lifestyle through regular exercise and a nutritious diet. His no-nonsense approach, get it done, pushes all ages and sizes to reach amazing long-term results. What I love about Brad's story is that he has had so many personal ups and downs, and he hasn't sat back and felt sorry for himself. He adapted, made plans, and then acted upon them. Many people can learn from this. Taking knocks in life is all part and parcel. If you don't react, you become passive. Nothing ever comes easy. That is why this guy is killing it and literally is living his dream. Today's episode sponsor is Fat Llama. Fat Llama is the fastest growing rental marketplace for stuff in the world. It's a website and app which allows people to rent out their belongings to others nearby, fully insured, for cash. Fat Llama users are renting anything from film gear, projectors and PA systems to road bikes and camper vans. The platform is available throughout the UK and US, and users are earning up to £3,700 per month. I've been using Fat Llama recently to rent out my podcast recording equipment, and as of today, I have made back my initial investment on the items, which I'm obviously delighted about. I guarantee you all have considerable amounts of stuff lying around your flat that you rarely or never use. Guys, get it on to Fat Llama. For me, it's an absolute no-brainer, and it's an absolutely fantastic way to earn a passive income. On the other side of the coin, how often have you needed something but haven't purchased the item from a retailer due to the cost not warranting it at the time? Well, Fat Llama provides the solution. If you go to fatllama.com/r/theinspirationspace and sign up, you will get £25 off your first rental. Or head over to my website and the link will be there. You can just click on it and go straight through. Guys, enjoy this episode with Bradley. He's a top bloke and it is very, very insightful. Enjoy. I'm really intrigued to hear the version of your story, where it all started really at the beginning, up to really about now. But just to start, just to give everyone a bit of context, tell us about your past.
So the past was a hard one, to be honest. Ever since a kid, I played for Chelsea from the age of 7 years old.
Seven? Fuck me, really?
Yeah, so I was watching my brother on sideline, who also played at Chelsea. I was doing kick-ups on the sideline. I was actually playing football with my sister. And one of the coaches said, bring him down to an under-six training session.
This is six?
6 years old.
Oh, my.
And I was like, yes, get me in there. So I signed for Chelsea at the age of seven. So football was my world. School... I didn't care. I thought I was going to be a footballer. I knew I was going to be a footballer. So when it came to GCSEs, all those sort of stuff, I sacked it off. Still did pretty decent. Got eight straight Bs. So not amazing, same, but still decent enough. I wanted to be a footballer. Got to a decent level. Left Chelsea at age of 16. I was told I wasn't tall enough. I was playing centre back at the time, and I wasn't. I didn't have enough ability to play in midfield, which I didn't agree with. So I went to Queen's Park Rangers, which was down the road.
Sure.
Had the option to go a lot of other clubs, the likes of Aston Villa, Leicester, but I chose QPR. It was local to me. West London club, and I signed my scholarship. Unfortunately for me, in the first week of my scholarship, I did my ACL.
I knew you had an injury.
Yeah.
I knew you did. I didn't know it was your ACL.
Yeah, it was ACL. It was a pretty big one.
That's crucial in football, obviously, change of direction, all
massive,
that kind of stuff.
Massive. And in that, I was out for 12 months. I should only have been out for 7 months. A lot of things went wrong. I didn't.
What age was that?
I was 18. So it was a like crucial time of your career. Like, a lot of players break out. Like the top players, like Wayne Rooney, he broke out at 16. So if you want to be a top footballer, you want to break out early. I was 18, I had the likes of Republic of Ireland watching me. I'm half Irish.
Oh, right.
So I had that in my head, like I really want to perform. My brother played for Republic of Ireland under 21s.
Oh, cool.
So I kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps as well. Unfortunately for me, ACL, I was out for the first year of my scholarship, which was tough. Seeing all the boys out there, lads who weren't as good as me, performing, getting picked for the reserves, training with the first team. I'm there on the...
How did that feel at the time? Very difficult.
Big, mentally, it was so tough. I was on the watt bike, trying to keep myself, trying to get my body fat at the same level, trying to get myself back fit. Seeing the lads training with the first team, it was tough. I'm a mentally tough person. Stuck at it. Did what I
had
to do.
How long was the rehab?
The rehab should have been 7 months. It was 12 months. I had to have an operation. One of the nails that was in my knee was actually in contact with my nerve.
Oh.
So it was causing all sorts of problems. So I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I had another operation, which I was out for another 3 months. Put on a massive amount of weight.
Well, it's hard due to the activity levels. You can't physically keep it up.
And then I didn't understand calorie intake. I didn't understand any of that. All the stuff that I understand now, I didn't really understand that. Should someone at QPR nutritionist help me more with that? Probably. Being a youth team player, they probably focus more on the first team players, as you do. So maybe that was my fault for not doing my own research. I was still eating the same amount of foods as I was when I was playing. Obviously, when you're playing, you're burning about 1,000 calories a day. So you can really, not that you can eat what you want, but you can definitely have a chocolate bar and it won't hurt you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But me being in the gym, being injured, being in a cast, being on crutches, still eating, I put on so much weight, which made it even harder for me to come back and be super sharp. But that's when I really started learning about nutrition. When
it was about the age of 18, 19.
18, 19 was when I started.
How old are you now, mate?
I'm 24.
Christ.
Yeah. So the journey I've been on, it's gone so quick, as everything does in life. But it's gone super quick. So then I had the opportunity. I signed one more year for Queen's Park Rangers because in my second year I did pretty well. After that year, they didn't offer me another contract, so I decided to go to IBV in Iceland.
Oh yeah.
And this was just me because even in my second year, trying to get myself back fit, trying to get myself into the first team, I still wasn't myself. I was still overweight. I wasn't as sharp. I wasn't as confident. I didn't go into tackles like I used to.
Sure.
That whole being injured definitely played a part in my mental state massively.
Of course.
Anyway, I went into Iceland, did 6 months there, living on an island.
How was that as an experience?
It was the most amazing experience ever.
Yeah, I've heard Iceland's pretty sick.
It's pretty sick.
It's like the Blue Lagoon and all
Blue
that.
Blue Lagoon, beautiful woman, great food.
Yes, mate.
Great food. And just, I think, just being by myself and having to grow up as a man.
Yeah.
Having to be by myself and just grow up, not having my family there to rely on, just having to do things myself.
Yeah.
I live with David James.
Oh yeah, the keeper.
Ex-England goalkeeper, ex-Liverpool goalkeeper, which was a good experience. He taught me a lot. And then after that, I snapped my ankle in three places. So I was just getting myself fit. I was getting myself back confident. I was playing regularly. I was scoring goals. And then I snapped my ankle in three places.
In a game, obviously.
Yeah, in a game. Oh, and then that was the biggest call. I was like, how am I going to come back from this? I was in a cast for ages. I was like, I didn't have a club at this point because obviously I left IPV. I was still injured. I was like, oh my God, I ain't got a club. I ain't got no income. What am I going to do with myself? I was living off my savings. I was in a cast. I thought, I still want to be a footballer, but let's get a personal training qualification anyway. The PFA helped me. They help out footballers when you're part of the PFA. And I did personal training qualification, 6 weeks, got my qualifications, no problem. Didn't want to become a personal trainer, to be totally honest with you. It was just a backup plan.
Sure.
I tried to get back into playing football, tried to go on trials. Again, I just wasn't myself.
Sure.
Maybe again, because yes, I learned decent enough about nutrition, but I didn't really focus, and even on the rehab or the strength exercises I needed to know. So I know the knowledge.
I find it hard to believe that. Well, not hard to believe, I just can't believe that. People aren't educating you on that level.
Well, they did, but I think I was immature, I guess.
Right, okay.
So I didn't do my own stuff. You need to be really consistent.
You need to be proactive.
You need to do it yourself, not relying on just the physios or just the strength and conditioning coaches. You need to be doing it yourself. I guess I was a bit immature back then. I regret it, don't get me wrong, but what I know now, I wish I knew then.
Yeah, of course.
So now this is really important for me now to teach as many youngsters as I can. Not just every everyday person. I've got a lot of athletes, a lot of professional footballers who actually do message me on a regular basis. So I do try and help them as much as I can. I remember being in QPR, we had a thing called Fat Club.
Fat Club?
We had a Fat Club. And everyone that was in Fat Club had to do 30 minutes of cycling before training.
Okay.
I was always in Fat Club. My body fat percentage was 12%. It needed to be below 10.
Is that like a rule?
That's a rule. Just
a professional athlete.
Yeah,
level.
Professional athlete level. You need to be at 10% or lower. 12% now is not. You're still gonna have decent abs. Still gonna have good physique.
Yeah.
But to be a professional athlete, you're required to be around 10%.
So you can move quicker, faster, you can move sharper. Quicker,
yeah, agility, blah blah blah. So I was always in that fat club. So for me, that's always been one of my struggles.
Interesting.
And even today,
did you deal with that mentally? In terms of, was that a constant bother to you?
Was a constant bother to me. Yeah, because I love my food. And I still love my food now.
Yeah.
But having to cut down, and not wanting to was quite tough.
With it when you're active,
because you're so hungry as a footballer, you burn all those calories. All you want to do is eat.
Yeah,
of course, massively. Man. So that was rough. But again, these all learning curves, which I've learned, which I've taken into what I know now and what I do now. Absolutely. So all those experiences for me happen for a reason.
For sure, man.
Happen for a reason.
Completely agree.
So I'm here now. I've got the knowledge I've got. I've got the experience I have had, and now I'm helping everyone.
Brilliant! Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll go into your book in a minute, which is epic. But I'm just intrigued. So the transition from doing your PT course, obviously not playing football anymore. I mean, what were the steps that you kind of took then, just to kind of really like, mate, you came into the limelight quick and fast, man. Like I remember a couple of years ago, you just were like, boom. And so what were the steps from there to there?
So I saw a gap in the market. I saw Joe Wicks doing really well on Facebook.
Sure.
I didn't want to follow in his
steps.
At the end of the day, I've got a previous athlete background.
Yeah.
So I thought he was great what he's doing. I can do something similar.
Mm.
He was, at this point, he was smashing it. He was shouting out midget trees and all that nonsense. So I thought, let me do something similar, but on a training. So I messaged loads of Made in Chelsea girls. And loads, I thought, Joe, what? Social media, they've got loads of followers. They've got good engagement at the time.
Yep.
I don't think they've got very good engagement now. But at the time, Made in Chelsea was a thing. Don't get me wrong, I messaged likes of Victoria Beckham, Michelle Keegan, loads of high-end celebs to try and train them. I thought, if I got the knowledge I've got,
That would have been a tough job.
The only thing I'm going to do, that'd be tough. The only thing is, obviously, my following is going to grow. My engagement's going to grow.
Sure.
So I offered free training.
Yeah.
A lot of people at the time said, they've got so much money, why are you offering them for free? They could easily pay you £100 an hour or what. It's like, yeah, but you'll be an idiot to...
Long-term goals.
Long-term, you'd be an idiot to charge them £100 and not post anything on Instagram. So I offered them free training, and that for me was massive. I had a girlfriend at the time who was sort of my guinea pig. So I trained her, videoed her, put her on my Instagram. And again, my following just grew and grew because no one was really doing it on Instagram. There was one or two people, but I think at the time I was probably doing it the best.
That's so interesting.
I was training the Made in Chelsea girls like Lucy Watson.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Because I knew that you trained, you PT quite a few footballers.
Yeah, so this is where it's coming.
Yeah.
So I come from that football background and I've got a lot of contacts in football. But I thought, how can I just grow my following quickly to then try and engage better athletes let's say a more high-end celeb.
Sure.
So I got that following from the likes of Lucy Watson. I kind of used them in a positive way. I trained them for free in exchange. They post our workouts or post about me. I hit 50,000 followers pretty fast.
Sick.
I remember at the time when I hit 10K, like no one had been on 10K. There was only a small minority of people that was on 10K.
Wow.
And reaching that number K was a big thing.
And for me, something I always talk about is the power of reaching out and just going for it.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. You just absolutely
I went for it, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I still do now, to be honest.
That's such a great way to live life.
I think if you don't ask, you don't get.
Sure.
Let's just say someone says no. It's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
There's more people to ask. There's more people to collaborate with. If they say no, don't worry, move on. But if they say yes, it opens a whole can of worms.
100%. And that's something I've learned from the back of this podcast.
Yeah.
The amount.
There you go.
Reached about 300 people.
There you go.
You know, and now it's reaping its rewards. I'm getting people like you on the show and I get chats to people like you.
And I'm sure this will just grow and grow and grow.
Well, that's the hope.
That's it. I'm sure it will do.
So yeah. So tell me. So from there, you train a lot of the Made in Chelsea girls.
Yeah. So I trained a lot of Made in Chelsea girls, and then I got a direct message from John Terry.
God, no way.
Yeah. And I literally got a message. Hi, mate. I love your Instagram.
Yeah.
I would love you to train my wife and I. Awesome. And I was like, sweet. At the time, growing up as a kid playing with Chelsea, John Terry was my biggest idol. Playing centre back, pulled my sleeves up like him. And I was like, wow, this is a dream come true, you know? Absolute dream come true.
Was that on Insta?
Huh?
On Instagram, he sent you that?
Yeah.
What was that like when that came in?
I was like, I made sure he had blue tick, as I'm saying. It could be someone else. So I messaged straight back, said, yeah, of course, no problem. Here's my number. I've got a speaker on the phone. And then I remember, this is so funny, I was on a night out. I was in Jack's in Chelsea with my mates. Absolute steaming, about 10 years in. And I get a message from JT saying, "Hi, mate, how you doing? Would you be able to train me and my missus tomorrow morning?"
Oh, my.
Okay, so what do? I message him saying, "Sorry, mate, I'm absolutely steaming. I'll be hanging tomorrow. I can't." Or do I go, "Yeah, mate, no problem."
Course. Option B.
Option B all day.
Did you carry on in the 80s?
I carried on, with the boys. What do you do? I didn't go home as late as I probably usually do back then. But I remember I had a smart car, a little smart car at the time. I had about 50 pieces of equipment in my smart car, squeezed it all in for my boot camps. I was doing loads of boot camps at the time. Drove over there, got into his drive, Ferrari, Bentley, there's my little smart car. But for me, straight away, it was like goals, you know?
Oh,
being, being surrounded by these sort of people is so goals, you know? And what a legend he is, by the way, John Terry. He's helped me so much, helped me grow. He's more than happy for me to mention him in like magazines, and a lot of people don't really like that sort of stuff. So he's definitely helped me. So I was training John Terry and his wife, and I have been for the last four years. So a lot of people say to me, "You're so lucky, like, you haven't got the qualifications. You haven't got the years of experience to train someone like John Terry." I was like, "Joe, what?" He came to me for my services, and I've been able to maintain it. So that goes to show for me, my personal training is good. I'm decent at what I do. And on a personal note, he likes being around me and he trusts me, which is massively important. Awesome. A lot of personal trainers out there who are, I wouldn't say envious, but you might, some people might say they're a bit envious, because I do get quite a lot of, not trolling, but a lot of hate, a lot of people talking about me.
It's just
I hear it quite a lot.
Nature of the beast.
Yeah, I don't let it get to my head at all. But I just say to you, at the end of the day, if you haven't got those social skills, you ain't going to go far. So, but yeah, so training John Terry's been really good. 3 days later, he rings me up. "Right, mate, I've got another client for you." So, "No problem. Is it your brother? Is it your sister?" He goes, "No, Jamie Redknapp." Yeah, Jamie Redknapp and Louise Redknapp. So this is from me training at Virgin Active for the last 6 months, doing 30 clients every week, getting to the gym on my bike at the time, because this is when I couldn't afford my smart car, because remember, I'm living off my savings.
Sure.
I'm cycling in the rain, 6 a.m, getting to my client for 7, then leaving the gym at 10 p.m. Like, all PTs have done it. You put the hard graft, and that's what you learn, don't you?
Absolutely.
And then from 6 months later, training John Terry and Jamie Redknapp in their amazing houses.
It's law of attraction, mate.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like, I was a PC in acting at Pier Gym.
Yeah.
And I was driving in my Suzuki Swift all the way at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Now I'm opening potentially one of the most successful F45s in the world. You know, like, you got to go through it.
You got to go through it. You got to be consistent. You got to carry out that hard.
You got to care.
You got to care.
Yeah, and that's my first, obviously, impression from everything you do is you care.
You got to be driven as well.
Sure.
You've got to be ambitious, massively ambitious. So training like to Jamie Redknapp, Louise Redknapp. Then I was training Brendan Rodgers, and that circle. Once you're in that circle, the word mouth goes around. People then go on my Instagram. Yeah, I like his stuff.
Yeah.
And you just carry on building that that client base, and then with that comes following.
Sure.
With that comes media attention. With that comes a management and the PR team.
Sure.
And it's just been, so from 6 months training, working my ass off, it's just gone, woof. I've now got a manager. I've now got a PR team.
So mental.
It's mental. It's absolutely mental. And to be honest, I've had so much thrown at me. Loads of brands, this and that, from all the success I've had with all my clients and what I've been doing. And I've had to say no to so much.
Yeah.
Literally because I've wanted to keep my brand so clean. And to this day, I'm glad I have done it, you know, because I might not be where I am now if I had said yes to that first $5,000 deal.
Absolutely. But mate, what I'm super impressed, you're super grounded, man. Like, you haven't let it get to your head.
No, I think you've got to be.
Yeah. I could see a lot of people, this media amount of media attention you've had, could go to their head.
Massively. And I was recently with Ollie Mertz.
I love Ollie Mertz. Yeah,
another little
Can we get him down
job.
Here?
I'll get him to listen
I
to
love
this.
Mertz.
I'll get him down. He's
I
legend.
Love Mertz.
So he's been joining me at F45 recently.
Yes,
he's seen the one in Stratford. He loves it. He's smashing it every week now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's smashing it. We're going to go down to the Spurs Man United game on Monday in his box. I'm buzzing for that.
Yeah, what a legend.
So that's the thing. So he's been following me, and like, I got all these amazing celebrities following me, so it's great. And again, I reach out, direct message, like Theo Walcott, for example. I saw that he was following me. Didn't realise. I saw that he was following me, like one of my pictures. Like, Jesus, Theo Walcott's following
That's
me.
Brilliant.
So I direct messaged her, mate, "Do you want to train?" Simple as that. He said, "Yes, mate." I didn't make it to the Euros for the England squad. I'm gutted about that. But I want to make sure I'm super sharp when I go back to the Arsenal. Can you help? I said, no problem, mate. I've got experience being a footballer myself. I know loads of drills which I can give you in the gym. Let's really focus on working on your core and obviously getting you strong and mentally prepared for the season ahead. That year, he scored 22 goals for Arsenal. He was an absolute fire. And loads of people, Arsenal fans, I'm a Spurs fan. They didn't know that, but loads of Arsenal fans were thanking me. It was amazing. Obviously, not all the credit's me, but I think... again, reach out. You know, if you see someone following you or you've got a contact, use that contact, you know.
Mate, absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously, like, all this stuff has led on to your book.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that. I'll put a link in my show notes, obviously, if people...
The book came around. I got offered... I got offered my first deal by... actually, I shouldn't really say, but a book company.
Yeah.
I sat down, I nearly took it because I was like, wow, you're offering me that amount of money for a book? Really? Yeah. Like, I would love to do a book. Sat with my manager, she went, whoa, chill out.
Yeah.
The success that Joe Wicks has had, likes of Jamie Oliver, for example, books did really well. Mm. They don't do so well anymore because everything's online, likes podcasts, everything online. And next round, I had a bidding war of 12 different books, book companies.
Sick.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, like, I'm just a guy on Instagram. At the time, I must have had about 100,000 followers.
Wow.
And I was like, this is insane.
That is insane.
This is insane. They're talking about me going on TV, on radio. I'm like, one, I was like, am I ready for this? I thought, even if I'm not ready for it, I'll make sure I'm ready for it. And I'll just put myself in that deep end. I'll come out of my comfort zone and I just go for it, you know, which I did. I managed to get my book. It's done really well. Not as well as I liked it, simply because I think... everything's online now.
Yeah.
Which is my next project.
Sure.
Ooh. Yeah.
We'll get to that in the end.
But the book's doing really well. If you guys like your fitness, your health, healthy recipes, just a bit of motivation and get it done, my book is definitely worth a purchase.
You heard it here. Heard it here first.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you naturally because obviously F45 is turned into my life, as well as this podcast. Talk to us about that. I mean, you are UK's F45 ambassador, head ambassador.
Yes.
Talk to me. You love it. I mean, we've done loads of bits and bobs together.
I've been smashing it.
You have been, man.
I love it. And I've seen a massive difference. I'm not just because I'm the UK. Yeah. I've seen my body fat has dropped massively. I've become a lot fitter, a lot leaner. I want to say stronger.
Yeah.
I think that comes down to strength exercises.
Because
I think F45 is very cardio based. However, you are going to build some sort of strength.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a beginner.
Sure.
F45 approached me and I was like, this is pretty decent. F45 is a great company. I did my research. I did a lot of classes before they even approached me, so I knew exactly what it was all about. It was all about, like, it's my style of training, high intensity.
Explosive. Yeah.
Fat burning.
It just works your fucking engine.
Oh.
Mate,
45 minutes of what you're burning. I've done sessions where I've done 850 calories.
Oh, it's mental.
That's equivalent of running, when I was doing my marathon training, that's equivalent of running like 13 kilometres. And who really wants to run 13 kilometres?
How long does that take as well?
Yeah, who wants to run 13 kilometres when you can join a class like F45 amongst other people?
Yeah.
Music's blazing, you've got the likes of yourself giving their energy off.
Yeah.
Brilliant experience in 45 minutes.
That's it. It's down to the experience at the end of the day. It's a community. It's so freakishly addictive.
Yeah.
This is the first podcast I've recorded since opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I haven't had time.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been mental. But, like, mate, I just can't believe the results I've seen. People that walked through the door, you know, 7 weeks ago. Yeah. It's crazy.
But it's not even their appearance, it's their mental state.
Mental state is huge, man.
Especially the people around here, Oxford Street, working 9 to 5, probably even longer. They now say it's 7 to 9.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So coming in here is definitely good for their mindset as well as their health.
For sure, man. For sure. Let's pull out my question sheet. Some loads of little bits I want to ask you.
We could be here for ages.
Oh, mate, I could talk of these things forever. All right, couple of fun ones.
All right.
What's your party trick?
What's my party trick? I used to be able to do the worm.
No.
But I still can do the worm. I'm not going to do it here because no one can see it anyway. the worm was my one.
Really?
Pretty backwards worm as well.
Good man. I had to see that at some point.
See that.
Maybe we can go out for a couple of Yeagies.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. How do you eat a Kit Kat?
How do I eat a Kit Kat? Kit Kat chunky or four piece?
Why has everyone asked that question?
Because if I'm going to buy a Kit Kat, I'll make sure it's a Kit Kat chunky.
Good man.
All right,
and that's very extra.
Yeah. So, I just I bite the chocolate at the end.
Yeah.
Two ends.
Yeah.
And then I just go for it.
You just take it down?
Just one bit at the top. Just get the chocolate.
We got a visual there. You missed that, guys.
Get the chocolate, then the other side, get the chocolate, and then I just go for it.
It's good. It's good techers.
Actually, I'm going to kick out for a while. I'm
going to get a kick out. I know. I'm going to get going around. So talk to us a little bit about your next project. I'm very, very keen to hear about that. Can you talk about it a little bit?
I can show you my ambition anyway.
Good man.
So everything's online these days. On my Instagram, one of my workout videos will get 7 to 10,000 saves.
That's big.
7 to 10,000 people saving it. And I love it. People reply to me, I'll just do your workout. They'll share it. I'll put it back on my Instagram story. I'm building a community, which is amazing. Mm. People doing my holiday workouts or treadmill workouts. Treadmill workouts are a big one, you know. Mm. High intensity. Everyone loves the high intensity stuff. Mm. F45. People are asking about F45, the classes I'm doing, the benefits of it. But I'm thinking, how can I put that? How can I make it even better? So what I'm trying to create is an app.
Sick.
The Bradley Simmons app. Everything will be on there. The likes of podcast. Which I'm sure you'll be on there. I'll get you on there.
Like this legendary
nutritional
episode.
Tips, nice. Just pure guidance, like a Bible, basically. Mm. You'll be able to go to the gym, get your app out, do a Bradley Sims workout, boom, nice and easy. Rather than going on my Instagram and having to flick through it and like watching a 1 minute video, not sure how exactly the exercise is done, then you have to watch the whole immediate video again. Mm. That's my next project.
Beautiful, man. I love it.
You can't stand still.
No, man, you can't.
It's a big investment.
Mate, it is.
For people out there, it's expensive.
Mate, you are a very proactive person. Do you ever get a break? Do you ever sit down?
No.
Apart from in Monaco last week.
Yeah, I was in Monaco last week with my client. I've got clients out there, which is nice. They to get me out there. So I was training them in the morning, training myself, and then I wasn't really relaxing because I'm filming content for everyone.
Of course, man.
There's times, the best times for me when I like to relax is on the weekends. I take my dogs for a long walk.
Mm.
Or just go and chill and watch Game of Thrones, you know. There's my little short times.
Yeah, of course.
And holidays for me, I still like to be super active. I like to go on hikes. I like to explore the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the sort of person who just sits on the beach and picks my nose.
Sure, yeah, so, absolutely.
I definitely like exploring. So that's my way of just still being active. I'm a very active person. My mum always says, you've got ants in your pants, relax. It's just me.
It's your nature.
Yeah, it's just my nature.
You got any habits or routines or anything like that in the morning? A lot of successful people do. You an early waker?
I am an early waker.
You intrigue me, Bradley, mate.
I'm a very early waker, but on the days off, I do need a good lie-in.
Interesting.
I need a good lie-in.
It's interesting.
I just listen to my body, and my body's saying, you need a lie-in. There's a lot of people like, nah, I'm the man, I'm going to work up, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. because even if my day... No, mate, listen to your body and relax.
No, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Because you will burn out. You will burn out.
100%.
It's like, yes, 100% effort, but then you've got to be intelligent with that effort as well. So my definitely advice is out there, listen to your body. Don't get me back in the day when I was, to begin with, you have to put that hard graft in. Like, I had bags underneath my eyes. I never had time to even get a haircut because I was working in that. I live in that gym. Mm. And it's got me to where I am today, I guess. But you definitely have to listen to your body and sometimes just relax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, just a couple of questions. Well, last question that I always finish on.
Yeah.
This podcast is all about mentality, really.
Yeah.
It's about people tune in to get a bit of inspiration. That's why they listen to people like your story. A lot of people in their early 20s tend to get a little bit lost. I mean, it could have easily happened to you on the back of your injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. You stay focused and you propel yourself massively into an amazing, amazing career.
Mm-hmm.
What would your one piece of advice be to somebody who was a bit stuck in a rut? Was kind of looking for their next thing. I mean, what's the mentality you would suggest, and what's one piece of advice you would give someone to try and propel them forward?
100% use people as inspiration and motivation, but don't copy them. Like we were saying at the start of this. Yes, use me, for example, as inspiration, motivation, but don't copy my every single move, because we're different people at the end of the day. You do your things your own way. And make sure what you do, you enjoy. I think that's 100%, because if you enjoy what you do, then you're going to have more passion to work even harder. If you go for something, yes, it's got, let's say you're going to be successful in years, but if you don't enjoy it, you're going to have that passion. So definitely find what you enjoy, work hard towards it, and be consistent, and be disciplined, and also sometimes sacrifice things. I don't go out like I used to go out anymore because I want to go save my money so I can invest into my app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to save for a house.
Mm.
So I've learned to be able to just calm down. So sometimes just being mature, being intelligent with your choices, and making plans. Being organised is another thing I've learned to be over the last few years, is being organised. And when you're organised, things go a lot more smoothly.
Love it, bro.
There you go.
Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate you coming down.
Appreciate it, mate.
When you release your next book, we get you next, when your app comes out, we'll have you back on.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
All right, mate. Appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you. Take care.
Cheers.